Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who lost the 2016 presidential election to Donald Trump, made a surprise visit to Philly Sunday morning. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky reports on Clinton's Q&A with Pennsylvania voters.
Clinton's appearance came on the last day of a three-day conference during which nearly 200 Pennsylvania residents discussed a range of issues such as voting access, education funding, and immigration. The former senator and secretary of state was there to take questions on foreign policy, including defense spending, foreign aid, and China. Although she didn't mention Trump by name, she criticized the current president's approach, asked whether the U.S. was still the top world power, she said.
I think we still are, but I'm not sure we will remain, because we are giving away our power in ways that I think are very damaging to our leadership position in the world.
Organizers kept Clinton a secret until she was introduced on stage. Local resident Patrick Dooley said everyone was surprised.
No one let it out. Obviously, you know, along political lines, some people probably were happy about it, but some people probably weren't. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
The event was organized by America in One Room, which holds large-scale focus groups around the country they call deliberative polling. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.
Over $2 million in city money is being given to enhance workforce development in Philadelphia. Schools Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington says part of the money will be used to make Philly schools more reflective of the communities they serve.
We are working hard to grow the teacher pipeline. President Streeter just mentioned that we have a teacher training, first-class teacher training program at SLA Beaver. Thanks to the additional resources from this mayor and council and Sharif El-Mekki, we're spreading to Olney High School next year.
$500,000 of the money will be given to the Center for Black Educator Development. $500,000 would go to Black Brain Campaign, $1 million to Unite Here Philly, and $250,000 to SEIU. Cloudy skies and 71 degrees at the moment in Center City, Philadelphia.